I'm here with Alexander McCurris, editor-in-chief of the Duran Alexander. Let me read you from Fox News regarding Roger Stone. We'll talk about Stone and Michael Flynn. These are terrible stories, actually. Terrible stories. But let me read you from Fox News regarding Stone. First, Trump stirs pardon speculation with condemnation of DOJ's Roger Stone treatment is the title of the story via Fox. President Trump's fiery reaction to the Justice Department's sentencing recommendation of Roger Stone is stoking renewed speculation that he could end up pardoning his former associate. Stone is awaiting sentencing for his conviction on 7 counts of obstruction, witness tampering, and making false statements to Congress on charges that stemmed from former special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Federal prosecutors recommended that Judge Amy Berman Jackson sentenced Stone to between 87 and 108 months in prison. That's like around 7 to 9 years.
Yeah.
This is from Trump, Alexander, a tweet from Trump on this this news. And I quote, "This is horrible and very unfair situation. The real crimes were on the other side, as nothing happens to them. Cannot allow this miscarriage of justice." Alexander, what do you make of this story?
Well, I think Trump is right. I mean, this is so vindictive and so absurdly and horribly over the top that when I heard about it, the sentencing recommendation was 7 to 9 years for an elderly man in his 70s. I was stunned. Let's just unpack what Roger Stone actually did. This is goes back to the summer of 2016. He bragged. Roger Stone is somebody who is known to brag. He bragged and pretended that he had more knowledge about what was going on with WikiLeaks than indeed he did. In fact, he did. And, Mueller, with his absurd inquiry, investigation, looking around for collusion, took all this seriously. I mean, nonsense. The whole thing was nonsense. I knew from the first moment that the whole Stone thing was nonsense. I mean, he was just guessing. That's just obvious that he was only guessing. He had no evidence. There was nothing to connect him to collusion. And of course, what happened was that Mueller comes along, apparently convinced. I have never forgotten this confrontation this discussion between Adam Schiff and James Comey in March 2017 in the House Intelligence Committee, in which Adam Schiff says to Comey, we both know, don't we, that it was Roger Stone who was passing all the emails. Helping the Russians to decide, which emails to hack and passing them on to WikiLeaks. And he was somehow this great, intermediary. It was nonsense. I mean, it was absurd. It was a ludicrous crackpot conspiracy theory. Yet the Justice Department, which is to say James Comey, took it seriously. Mueller apparently took it seriously. Wiseman, who was the man who was really running Mueller, took it seriously. They spent hours and hours interrogating Stone to try to prove this absurdity. And when they couldn't, they prosecuted him. They arrested him in the most grotesque way. Sending armed men to sort of seize him early in the morning. I mean, awful.
Calling CNN
to film it, exactly. And then another demanding that he go down for 9 years. I mean, I should say some of the allegations have some elements of truth. I mean, Stone pretended to know more than he did. He based some of his guesses on the guesses of someone else. He tried to get that someone else to, pretend to be more involved than he really was. I can't call C or something like that was his name. But really, 9 years, 9 years for all this nonsense. It's absurd. And obstruction? What obstruction? Obstruction. of an investigation that should never have been pursued or even launched in the first place. As I said, we know that by the time Robert Mueller was appointed special counsel, the Justice Department and the FBI had all the information that Christopher Steele's dossier was fake, and that the people and the, you know, and that the collusion allegations had no reality. So, I mean, you know, 9 years is ridiculous. The only thing I will say is, and that is that obviously Trump himself is horrified by this. It seems that the Justice Department in Washington are backtracking, and they're saying that the prosecutors who asked for this sentence had not, in fact, informed the Justice Department that they would actually ask for a sentence on this scale. And it does look as if this whole thing is going to be rolled back on, and we're not going to get any kind of, we're probably, hopefully not going to get 7 to 9 years. But I hope and believe that Trump will, in fact, pardon Stone, because what Trump says about this being a vindictive prosecution and a vindictive demand for a sentence is spot on. And I would add that the other thing Trump says, that all the wrong was on the other side, is true also. I mean, you know, what Andrew McCabe was up to, what James Comey was up to. I'm not going to even start on what some of the other people, you know, the Strucks and the others,
and
the Bruce Orrs and the Simpsons,
Brennans.
The Brennans. And as I said, it's not as if now we're guessing. I mean, we've had 3 massive reports from Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General of the FBI, which sets it all out. So, I mean, we're not guessing about the malpractice there. We're not guessing about, you know, the blankets, the surveillance, and the way in which the Pfizer court was deceived. I mean, you know, this is all true. Now, you know, compare that with the nonsensical things that Roger Stone did. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I hope that Bill Barr, the Attorney General, intervenes and brings this sentence down to, you know, the few months that it should be at worst. I mean, I don't think Stone should ever have been prosecuted. That's my own personal view. But if you're going to convict him, and, you know, he did break the law in some places, but not, I think, in any significant way, a few months. And then I think Trump should pardon him, because frankly, I don't see that there's any useful purpose served by sending Roger Stone to prison.
How do you get charged with obstruction, Alexander, now that the dossier has been conclusively revealed to be a fabrication, that the Mueller investigation was a complete hoax?
Yeah.
And that you have other people, like you've mentioned, for example, say Comey,
yeah,
who has also been caught up in lies.
Yes.
And much more severe,
yeah,
lies, and even lies under oath when you look at Clapper and Brennan. So how do you come up with a 7 to 9 year number?
Well, I can't come up with that number. I mean, to my mind, I'm going to say this. I think this entire prosecution was completely wrong. It should never have been brought. Yes. Stone didn't always tell the truth to the FBI, and he did engage in some kind of very ham-fisted and completely ineffective witness tampering. But he's an old man. He got himself involved in something that was far bigger than himself. He's something of a braggart, as we all know. Not in itself a crime, I would remind our viewers. And I think, you know, any sensible prosecutor lets this person go. I mean, you know, there's no value in a prosecution of this kind. I'm not going to even discuss or debate the extent of the crimes that were committed by the other side. And I do call them crimes. Yeah. I mean, they are on a huge scale. I mean, surveillance of the Trump campaign during the election, lying to the Pfizer court,
A coup against the United States
Well,
president.
exactly. I
And
mean,
isn't that the essence of Stone's problem, is that he got mixed up
well, he did.
in what was a far bigger scandal than he probably even thought? He actually got mixed up in a coup d'etat against a United States president, whether he realizes it or not. He actually got mixed up in it,
That's exactly what I
as did
mean.
Flynn.
That's exactly
As
what,
did
and
Flynn.
as
And
if
Flynn
Flynn,
was
let's.
even worse because they targeted him because they wanted
Yes.
him out. They
Yes.
wanted to get their Boltons in and their McMasters in there, so they even targeted Flynn. But it's the same type of scenario that happened to both these guys.
Well, indeed, and let's in fact just talk about Flynn, because in Flynn's case, it is equally grotesque. I mean, he was investigated on the grounds that he had breached this thing called the Logan Act, which forbids private individuals from conducting diplomacy on behalf of the United States. This is despite the fact that he was by this point the president-elect's designate as national security advisor, and there'd be no prosecutions under the Logan Act in his history. This is all because of certain telephone calls that he had with the Russian ambassador, in which the FBI was listening in, and he knew apparently that the FBI was listening in, and in which he said nothing inappropriate and nothing wrong, and yet he was trapped by the FBI. By Peter Strzok and McCabe and Comey and Sally Yates and all that crowd. We now know the story. Horowitz has outlined it in detail.
That's fact now. What you're
It's
saying is
fact.
fact. He
We're
was
absolutely.
deliberately trapped.
He was
That's fact.
deliberately trapped. He was deliberately trapped and tricked into. He was basically. He met Strzok and another FBI agent. They gave him. He didn't realize that they were actually conducting an interview. It looked like an informal conversation, so he wasn't perhaps as careful in the things he said as he would have been if he had been involved in what he thought was a proper FBI interrogation. And they turned around and they said that this was. That he was lying to the FBI. And we know that in the run-up to this meeting with Peter Strzok, all of these people, Sally Yates, James Comey, and all the others, they plotted it. They had meetings together to plot how they were going to trick Flynn into a situation where he was lying, inverted commas, lying to the FBI. The whole thing was disgraceful. And then after they brought this extraordinary charge against him, they then dug up this other charge under the the foreign register, the FARA law, the foreign registration law, because he was representing Turkey. He'd filled in the wrong form, but they were threatening to prosecute him for that. He was threatened with bankruptcy because he ran out of he ran out of the money to go on paying these fees because they were protracting it. He got he says extremely bad advice from his then lawyers, who basically pressured him into pleading guilty, which his current lawyer thinks is wrong. And instead of accepting the fact that there were some terrible things done to Flynn, what we now have is that the Justice Department are now insisting, as in response to Flynn's application for his plea to be withdrawn, they are insisting that he surrender privilege and provide them with all the advice he was given by his lawyers, which I find incredible. And they've asked the court for an indefinite postponement of his case, of his sentencing hearing. I mean, so that he's left with this thing hanging over his head indefinitely. Is this the kind of behavior you get in the United States? Is this how people are, a three-star general is treated in the United States? Is this how the United States treats a 71-year-old man who brags on television? I don't recognize the rule of law here. I recognize an incredibly vindictive system out to punish people who, as part of, I'm going to say it bluntly, the continuing cover-up into the massive malpractice that sections of the FBI and of the Justice Department were involved in. And I come back to what I said. If you want to talk about crimes, the things that people like Peter Strzok and Comey and McCabe and all the rest did seem to me to be off the scale. May I remind our viewers that Horowitz has actually said the documents provided to the FISA court were altered. Information from, you know, they got an email from the CIA saying that Carter Page was not, you know, was a CIA informer, and they doctored the email to make it seem that he was not. I mean
Terrible.
that's the level. Are you going to put what Flynn did? He wasn't entirely forthcoming, and what he thought was an informal conversation to with Peter Strzok. You're going to put that at this on that level. You're going to put Roger Stone's pretense that he knew more about what WikiLeaks was up to than he did. You're going to put that on that level.
Can I make a statement here, Alexander, which you can wrap it up with? You can wrap up this video with. It is in Barr's power to right this wrong. If Barr does not right this wrong, and conversely, if he does right this wrong, it's going to probably tell us a lot as to what's going to be happening going forward in the Barr-Durham investigation with Comey, with Brennan, with Mifsud, with all the, with the whole, you know, Russia Gate, Ukraine Gate thing that we've, you know, documented over the last year. True or not true?
Well, absolutely true. Can I just say, I mean, it's absolutely clear to me that the Obama Justice Department is a cesspit, became a cesspit. I mean, it became grossly politicized, and as I said, launched all kinds of investigations all over the place, which had no foundations. And if a proper person had been Attorney General of the United States, we would never have Russia. We would never have had Russia Gate at all. I mean, that's the first point to say. The second thing to say is that, of course, I think Bill Barr has come in rather late in the day. He's had to work through and clear out a lot of this, and I hope that the fact that, you know, the Justice Department are now saying that the prosecutors who were involved in the Stone case and who were demanding this absurd sentence, you know, that they didn't clear it with the Justice Department. I hope that this is a sign that Barr is actually, you know, taking steps to sort things out. But, you know, if he doesn't, then he's Attorney General in name only. And that's, I think, the continuing fear that we have. I mean, Donald Trump politically has never been stronger. He's taking steps, apparently, to clear out the National Security Council of the, you know, the Obama, Bolton, McMaster leftovers.
Big steps.
It is a big
Big
step. They
steps.
are big steps. I mean, you know, all
Like
the
70
media,
people, he's.
all the media attention was on the Vindman brothers, and but in fact, it seems that something like 70 people have now been removed from the National Security Council team, which, you know, numbers about 200 people. So, you know, this is a major purge. Something very similar now has to happen in the Justice Department, because clearly it is out of control. And if it is true that in a case as politically sensitive as Stone's, prosecutors were bringing, making sentencing decisions without clearing it with the Justice Department itself, in other words, with Bill Barr, then that is a sign of how completely out of control the system is.
All right. I guess we're going to see what Barr's made of very soon.
Well, we will. I mean, you know, I will say this: he brought Mueller to an end. He did. He appointed Durham. He did. You know, now we've got to start seeing actual practical steps. We need to see, as I said, these absurd prosecutions of Stone and Flynn. These not just absurd, these cruel prosecutions, cruel and vindictive prosecutions of Stone and Flynn. They need to be brought to an end. and these two people need to be pardoned. Same, by the way, true of Papadopoulos also, by the way. I mean, he should never have been prosecuted either. These prosecutors...
I mean, the felony, that exactly. Shouldn't be on his record.
Well, of course not. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. No, absolutely not.
Because people forget that it's on his record and he's a young guy.
He's a young guy. I mean, he's got a conviction. Though, as I said, far from doing anything wrong, he acted, in my opinion, entirely appropriately. I mean, this is an... it's... To say that it's disproportionate would be a complete misstatement. It is wrong. He should not ever have been convicted of anything. So, you know, Papadopoulos, Flynn, Stone, they should all be, all these prosecutions should be dropped. All of these people should be, in Stone's case, and indeed in Papadopoulos's case, they should be pardoned. And real, you know, proper prosecutions against the people who really did these terrible things. Struck, Comey, McCabe, Steele, Simpson, all of those people. Or, as you rightly said, they are the sort of people who should be feeling the heat.
God, Obama really, really wrecked the country when you think about it.
Well, I mean, as I said, the Justice Department was a cesspit. I mean, this is the Justice Department, the CIA, the FBI, all of them. I mean,
really wrecked the country.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, the great constitutional lawyer, which is what, of course, Obama is.
Open change.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, as we discuss in another meeting, the White House where important people meet and no notes are kept.
Alexander Mercurius, Editor-in-Chief of the Duran. Thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Click on the notifications bell. Smash that like button. Please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and subscribe. Look for us on SoundCloud as well and iTunes for an audio copy of this video. And go to the Duran shop. Pick up some t-shirts and some magic mugs. Alexander, I think you've got a mug with you right there.
I certainly do. And as I said, we are incredibly proud of our mugs. They are, in my opinion, when I say this without any hesitation, the best mugs you can find anywhere. They are beautifully made. They are absolute top porcelain. You can tell, by the way, because they've got this extraordinary luster. They don't crack or chip. I've had this mug for almost a year, and it is literally as good as new. You wouldn't know. I could have bought it yesterday. I mean, it looks perfect. No discoloration. You can see there the badge of the Russian Federation on this one. And it keeps your tea or coffee or hot chocolate perfectly warm. So it's the best mug you can buy. And it's also, if I may say, the case that you can buy the best possible shirts, T-shirts and such you can buy, because they're all 100% cotton. I'm someone who is very hard wearing on my clothes, but I wear these shirts all the time, every day, in fact. I've had this shirt now for almost a year. It's in perfect condition. It's 100% cotton. It's beautifully made. It's incredibly comfortable. It's keeping me warm on a cold February day in London. But if you want a T-shirt for hot weather, we've got short sleeve T-shirts too. We've got really amazing and very smart and elegant polo shirts. We've got V-neck shirts, if that's what you want. We've also got other things. We've got hats, hoodies, stickers. We've got great things. We've also got ebooks, which we're now really working on. We've got all kinds of plans for ebooks. So if you want to see, you know, in more detail, the kind of things that we've been talking about in our videos, you can go to our ebooks. So you support us through going to the shop so we can give you this kind of commentary. I would remind our viewers that we got Russiagate completely right from the beginning. We always said it was all nonsense. The whole collusion story was nonsense. We identified right at the start where the wrongdoing really was. You wouldn't have got it if you'd gone to, you know, to CNN, obviously, or MSNBC, or the New York Times, or the Washington Post, or the Guardian, and the Times, and the Financial Times, if you live in England. So we got it right. We rely on you, our viewers to support us so that we can continue to give you this kind of analysis and this kind of commentary and this level of quality of reporting. And you can support us by coming to our shop, buying these great things and owning them for yourself. So don't hold back. Support the Duran. Be the proud owner of these great things. Go to our shop. Alex will tell you how.
TheDuranShop.com. You'll find the link in the description box down below. Alexander Mercuris, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.